episode 1173, Change Starts With Yes.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy, happy day. Today is Wellness Wednesday, and I pray that your week is going extremely well. Maybe it's a little bit of a hectic week. We've got Good Friday coming up, and Easter's around the corner, and maybe you're trying to get everything ready for Easter egg hunting and parties here and there and gatherings with the family. I want you to, though, to stop today. And I want you to focus on your health, your well-being. Change starts with yes. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, change starts with yes. No hesitation, no nervousness, just yes, yes, yes. With any change, we equate that to meaning we are trading something for something else, maybe something even less desirable. Change doesn't have to be that dreaded decision that is always restricting you of what you think you want or what's easier, what tastes better, and what allows for more sitting than movement. Restriction does not equal the word change. But when you say you want to change something, you want change, you want to change a habit, you want to reach a goal, what comes to mind? All of what you can't do, what you can't have. Where did that come into play for you in your life? What experience defined change as a restriction? I know for me growing up, we changed like every 2 to 2.5 years. We moved to a new city, a new state. There were new people, new experiences. We got to meet different cultures. We were exposed to so many different things. Change was a part of our vocabulary. Change was not something that was a restriction, but yet beauty. And when it comes to your health, when it comes to you wanting something different than what you're already living out, you've got to see the beauty in change, and change starts with yes. So I ask you again, where did that restriction equaling change come in to your life? Because if you keep buying into the idea that change is always costing you something, then how far will you get in life? Will your wellness really ever be worth more than what it is today? The restless nights, the anxious days, the cramping tummy, the cravings of more sugar, the I have nothing to wear greeting in the morning as you're standing there in your closet, the afternoon crashes, got to go for that bar of something or that can of something. It really doesn't matter. I'm not enough. It does matter, and you are enough. You matter. What is it going to take for you to realize how valuable you are to this world? And I know you wake up on days and you're like, I just don't feel it. I'm not feeling it. I feel yucky. I'm dragging. I'm chatting with you. I've got something happening in my body. I don't know what I'm fighting, some little bug, but you know, you move to a new community, you're around different people, you start to meet, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, okay, a little sore throat, it'll go away. But then it adds up to, well, I don't really feel like it. It doesn't work with how I'm feeling right now. And if I did it, that means there's a restriction. I can't do something. I can't have it. I've got to take something away in order to get something, and that is not worth it. It's not? You want to continue living the way you're living now? Just tired and beat up and run down? Feeling like you're burning the candle at both ends? Constantly saying, I'm busy, but I'd love to help, but I'm so busy. Is it going to take a life-altering visit to your physician? a life-altering accident, for you to wake up and realize how worthy you are. Change starts with yes. No isn't even a part of the equation. If you want to think about it, no just means that there's something better around the corner. Look at it as an adventure. Every single time we move to a new town, and I mean, I was moving all the time. I was in kindergarten 1 year and first grade in another town in another year. Now tell me that's not crazy. It is. And then I was in second grade another year. Some people would say, oh my gosh, you poor thing, you. I didn't see it that way. I have friends all over the world because of it. I can go anywhere and pick up the phone and say, you know what? Guess what? I'm in your town. Let's chat. Let's get together. Let's have coffee, even though I don't drink coffee. How about a root beer float? Something else. I'll just drink a bottle of water, whatever. I saw it differently. Change starts with yes. It's opportunity. This restriction that we have when we think that we want to change something and it really means, no, you're not going to get something, what you really want out of it, is baloney. And you can sit here and try to listen to all these things that are out there. All these little self-helps, you can read them. And I know I read all of it too, and some of it is really good stuff. But I want to share with you the truth today. That you are loved. You are worthy. God wants what's best for you right now, today. You don't have to prove anything to Him. He loved you from the very beginning, when He created you in His image. He said yes to you before you could even say yes. Change starts with yes. So when you want to live a healthy lifestyle, you want this wellness, you want to get off the couch, you want to be able to chase the grandchildren eventually, when you have them like me. I'm telling my oldest, I'm like, oh, hold off. Let's just take our time, get out there, get married. Let's do this kind of in order. But I am looking forward to it. It's not a sacrifice to live healthy. It's a choice. And that choice means that change starts with yes. So change with a route of yes. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Shout yes to you. You matter. Maybe this week has been really tough. Having the holidays, these little breaks, you've got Good Friday, and you celebrate Easter on Sunday. Maybe it's a tough time. Maybe family means something to you, but maybe right now it's more of estranged. I don't know where you are right now in your life, but I'm here to tell you that God loves you. And He wants you to be your best self. That's why I call this Create Your Now Your Best Selfie. God has extraordinary dreams designed for you. And what you've dreamt about, the goals you think you have, God's are even bigger than that. But if you're not willing to take care of your body, if you're not willing to live a lifestyle that's actually going to help you to not just live longer, but to have this vibrant livelihood that says, I'm alive. There's joy in me. Yes, we're going to have our days. Don't think that I don't go around once in a while going, oh my gosh, I just wish I could go back to bed. Oh, I sure. There are some days that I just say that. But the majority of my days, it's in celebration. It's an adventure. So shout yes to you. Also shout yes to what you get to do. This whole thing of, oh, well, I'm not going to get this, or I'm going to have to do this. Well, yeah, when you say it like a dreadful moan and groan, like a monster's going to eat you if you don't do it, and it's just going to be horrible thinking about it, then yeah, I would be a little bit depressed and upset. But when you shout yes to what you get to do, there's what? Enthusiasm. There's built-in energy behind it. I get to do this. You want to go to the gym? Maybe you don't want to go to the gym. You get to go to the gym. Maybe you don't really love working out. But guess what? You get to work out. It's an honor. It's a privilege to take care of the body that God has given you. When you flip a switch and understand that change starts with yes, and you can shout yes to what you get to do, then it doesn't become a chore. When you were growing up, if you could think of vacuuming and taking out the trash differently than saying you have to do it, mama said you had to do it, I bet you'd do it a little bit differently. You may even skip to the curb to take out the trash. You need to shout yes to what's to come. A little bit of an adventure. You got to have some adventure. God always did. Every single corner that he turned, there was adventure. Think about when he created this world. How it started from nothing and became glorious by his own hands. And then he created you. Shout yes to what's to come. Live that little bit of adventure. Sit there and think about, oh my gosh, expect the unexpected. I can do this. Yes is going to change your vocabulary. Yes is going to change your mindset. Yes is going to change your life. And it starts today. And if you're one who's saying, I've tried saying yes, and it is tough. I've been up and down. I am tired. These ladders that I keep climbing, it's up to yes. Oh, I got this. And I just can't get over the top, Christiane. I don't know what I'm doing. I need help. I want to talk to somebody. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Sometimes doing life alone is very scary. And even when we have people closest to us, we tend to shy away even because we're afraid of judgment. Sometimes opening up to someone who you know thinks of you as family is a lot easier. Yeah, they may be a stranger, sort of, but not really. Because they've been in your ear for a lot longer. They feel like family. I think of you as family. If you want to have a chat with me, a conversation, click on that link, take aim. That will begin our conversation. It's free of charge. There is no cost to this. And I don't sit here and say, okay, now after we talk, we're going to, you know, I'm not going to try to sell you something. That's not what I do. God has laid upon my heart that this is a way for me to serve and open up the door. Because I truly do care about you. If you matter to God, you matter to me. And I don't have all the answers. But I will be here to walk beside you. Click on that link because you know why? Change starts with yes. And I know you're willing to say yes to you. So let's try it. Put you first today. I know life isn't easy. But I want you to live with a joyful life. I want you to find more than the dreaded responsibilities and the obligations. I want you to see the world differently. I want you to see it the way God sees it. That is healthy, vibrant living. When you begin to recognize that, you begin to understand true joy. Joy that doesn't come from a bank account. Joy that doesn't come from any accolades or any plaques or certificates that you get or the certifications. None of that matters. What matters is how God sees you. And he sees you as a diamond. You got this. Change starts with yes. What are you saying yes to first? I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.